The statements in this presentation have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Isagenix products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The weight loss and income testimonials cannot be guaranteed and should not be considered typical. An unpublished 2008 university study showed weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat burning system. As with any business opportunity, success depends largely on the individual's skills, motivation, and effort.
All right. Well, again, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Leader Mentor Program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty, your host. And as I had mentioned prior to the call, hopefully yesterday, your Monday was dynamic. That's a good word, dynamic. And of course, Lynn Hagedorn is with us this week. She is an amazing woman. I'm telling you, just listening to her train, she opens up every aspect of herself when it comes to who she is, the things that she believes in, those action steps that she's done. She is just willing to share it all. And of course, I know all of you on the other end are listening intently because, you know, I was talking to Lynn prior to the call beginning this morning, and I said, Lynn, how long did it take you to go 5-star? And she had to stop and think, and she said, you know, I joined in July, mid-July of last year, and I hit 5-star by the end of October. It was end of October, beginning of November, because when we went to Kansas City, she had just hit it that week. And that's when the Kansas City ICU was back then. So, 3.5 months, 5-star golden circle. That is record breaking. No one has ever done that. I mean, I've heard people hitting five-star golden circle in like 5 or 6 months. You know, before that it was 8 months was the record, but I mean, that's crazy amounts of success in a short period of time. And I said to Lynn, I said, well, how many people are in your organization right now as hitting 5-star? And Lynn, share with everybody how many people were in your organization at that time when you hit 5-star.
Well, it sounds like from our conversation I had said around 2,000. So
yes.
I think it was right about 2,000 at that point.
Now, at that point, when you said 2,000, my jaw dropped because I'm thinking, what's a 5-star golden circle with 2,000 people? So I know what everybody's thinking is, in order for that to happen and for volume to push through your organization each and every day, paying weekly, calculating, right, that you've got to have some serious retention going on. So Lynn, I just want to say good morning to you and welcome, and it is an absolute pleasure. And before I ask you how you did it, 5-star with 2,000 people, because I know you're going to get into just a few little points to that in a second, I just want everybody to know that Lynn has a tendency to be kind of shy. So every day she works to kind of pull herself out of that comfort zone. And I love that, Lynn, because I used to be that way too. And it took work. It took exercising, you know, that shyness out of the body. And that's something that I love when I read that on your bio. So with that, good morning. And Lynn, I'll turn the time over to you. Hit the 2,000 with 5-star retention, auto ship, all that, packs that you used. And then, of course, I'll let you get into your piece this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kirsty. Yes, you know, just really hitting this business this summer, and like I shared yesterday on our first call, when I decided to do Isagenix, it wasn't I'm going to try or I wish or I hope. It was I am going to do this. I am going to do Isagenix. I'm going to be successful, and I'm going to take a load of people with me, a boatload of people with me. And like I said, was I scared? Heck yes. I mean, I was venturing out into waters I'd never been in before, but I knew what I knew and what I saw, and that this is the most fantastic vehicle. And what I do know about network marketing is that it's important to duplicate and to follow a simple system and to teach your team what that path is. So to answer your question, Kirsty, we absolutely, in our group, lead with the President's Pack. I think it's the best bang for the buck. I think it's the best way for people to get started, to really taste and touch and smell and feel and really use all the products. They get to try the 5 pillars of health, which we know is so important to have their own story and testimonial with those products. But I think it's such a win-win for our new person that's just joining. They get to try all 5 pillars of health and really have that Isagenix product experience. It includes the sticky products that we hear about, the bars. They're amazing. I mean, my kids love the bars. So we're really helping that person to be set up for success. But for you as a business builder in building a business with Isagenics, you get 300 BV for that order that duplicates down your organization. So just think of that, you know, one person that becomes two that becomes four that becomes 16, and it starts to multiply, and everyone in your organization is starting with the same thing and not prejudging what you think someone may do, but saying, you know what, on our team, what really works and we're experiencing massive success is the President's Pack. And on top of that, Kirsty, is the bonus. It's so important to get money into the hands of your new person as soon as possible to help them find new people, to enroll new people, and to get money in their pocket and to say, you know, that President's Pack is $559, but, you know, Kirsty, I am so excited. You just shared with me your goals and your desires. Let's start talking about the people you know. Let's start making those phone calls, because we could get that money back for you before your credit card bill comes. And that's what I love about this Isagenics comp plan. And Kirsty, I just think that that pack is such a win-win. And clearly, it's been working for our organization. And, you know, one of the days this week, I'll talk a little bit about overcoming objections, not only for the President's Pack, but also autoship. You know, we have a really strong autoship, and helping our team to really help someone understand the benefits of autoship. So I think it's all those things together that really caused us to skyrocket up to 5-star. And mm-hmm. and I've already had someone on my team duplicate that. So, you know, duplication is where it's at.
You know what? I'm looking forward to you talking about autoship and building value behind it, because I know that that is a multiple point topic. That's not just get on autoship and save. I mean, there's really a ton of benefits for autoship, especially, you know, if anyone is even considering at some point in the time building the business. Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweetie, I'll turn it back to you to get into this morning's piece. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And, you know, this kind of piggybacks on what I talked about yesterday about the slide edge and really minding your mind and the simple things that are easy to do and easy not to do in your business that can make the difference between massive success and failure in your Isagenics business. So I just want to start off by saying, what is your plan for Isagenics? Because here's the great thing. When you join and you have an ID number with this amazing company, you are the architect of your future. You're the architect of your destiny, so to speak, because you get to write the blueprint for your life. Isn't that great? I mean, I love that. I mean, we're in a business where we can't be downsized, capsized, and laid off. We are the architect. We're in charge. When we wake up in the morning, what we do, we determine that in our business. How many phone calls we make, how many follow-ups, how many welcome calls to our teammates, how many people we're reaching down to, how many people we're breathing life into and really casting a vision. So easy to do and easy not to do. You know, this business really kind of is woven in and throughout our life, and I know that we're busy, busy people. And for those of you that are choosing to listen today, either live or on the podcast, you're making that choice, and I commend you for making the choice to listen, because you could hear something today that could be quantum leap for you in your business. But here's the reality. If you really want to get going and you want to create momentum, it starts with you, and you may need to modify your schedule. But let me ask you this. Would modifying or rescheduling a little bit, moving some things around and moving Isagenics up your priority list, Would you do that for an extra $5,000, $10,000 a month? Would that be worth it for you? I think it would, because here's the great thing. You're going to teach and train and duplicate that in your organization, and you're going to find that you're going to end up gaining so much of that time back. And that's what I love about the industry of network marketing, is what we gain in time. Because, you know, money isn't everything, but it buys you time and it buys you choices. And let's face it, time is the most precious commodity that so many of us are after. So what we have to do is really focus on mastering, and maybe some of you have heard this phrase before, but mastering the mundane over and over. And sometimes I hate using that word because I don't think it's mundane. I think it's exciting. But what that word means is you're doing those simple tasks, easy to do, easy not to do, over and over and over again. and saying to yourself, okay, I'm a consultant today, or I'm an associate today, but I'm going to move to consultant. I have my eyes on star consultant to executive, one star, two star, three star, and then schedule and plan what you're going to do. So what I'm going to talk about today are the 10 core commitments that really, I think, have propelled me, propelled my team to massive success and really being committed to this. And remember, on the training that I did yesterday, I said, what is a commitment? It's doing what you said you were going to do long after the feeling you said it in is gone. That's a commitment. Doing that every day in those little nooks and crannies. So number one, decide to be here a year from now. Decide to be here 5 years from now. Not I'm going to see or I'm going to give it 6 months. It's deciding I will be here. I will be here at the next celebration. I will be here at the 2014 celebration because I'm on a journey and I know it takes time to learn the skills to be successful. And I'm committed to becoming the person that will attract an ace in my business. Because hope and try is not a business strategy. And one thing I will tell you is that people don't want to be your experiment. So if you're telling people around you that you're doing Isagenix and you're going to see how it works, or I'm going to give it a try, I'm going to give it a try. I'm not really sure. I'm going to do my best, but I'd love for you to take a look at it. Isn't the same as probably what people heard in my voice in July when I started and said, I've found it. I have found the company. I am so excited, the company that finally got it right with the most amazing products and the compensation plan. I'm going straight to the top, and I'd love to take you with me. Do you have a few minutes? I'd love to share with you what it's all about. Guys, there's a difference. So make a commitment. You are here. You're dedicated. You're determined, and you're on a mission. And again, committed to the journey and understanding that you're going to learn the skills along, but the great thing is that you get to earn as you learn. The second one is commit and value personal development. And my goodness, boy, do we do a good job here at Isagenix. And, you know, we have all these wonderful podcasts. We learn from such fantastic leaders. And we definitely learned that from Michael Klaus at New Year's kickoff. So commit and value personal development. And read 10 pages of a good book that fills you up every day. And there are so many different books. And depending on your area of belief, if you're not real sure or have a solid belief in network marketing, maybe it's just asking your leaders what some great books are in network marketing. If it's belief in yourself, it's maybe some personal development books from you from a personal standpoint. If it's about Isagenix and not feeling real comfortable there, it's asking your upline leaders where you can gain that information. But make sure that you're filling up with the right things. You know, thinking of yourself, what does a leader do? Learn and master from those that have already accomplished. I mean, that's what all these books do. These people are very accomplished in their area. Why not learn from them? And I think of it, you know, I live in the Midwest. I live in Nebraska. We get a lot of snow. And I think, okay, why not follow in their footsteps? They're down there on the ground. I might as well put my feet in theirs. There's some great, great people. And it just fills you up, makes you 10 feet tall and bulletproof so that when you're getting those, you know, emails and the phone calls and maybe someone's not returning your call, you can say, oh, that's okay, because that's just a part of it. And, you know, I often say to people that I enroll, and they'll say to me, you know, so-and-so isn't calling me back, or we had scheduled a three-way call and they didn't answer. And I said, do you know what that's called? It's called normal. It's just called normal. So if we don't inoculate our new people to what to expect, or if they're not reading the right books, if they're not listening to the right things, if they're not hearing from successful leaders, then they start to question themselves instead of saying, oh, well, you know what, this is just a part of it. It'll make you so strong. And I've heard from so many successful leaders, and these are people that have built some of the largest organizations in the world, and they say, work more on yourself than you do on your business. And I remember hearing that at first thinking, really? Is that really true? That can't possibly be true. And do I really need to work on myself? Surely I just need to make some more calls. No, yes, we need to pick up the phone every single day, but make sure you're not skipping that step because it is so valuable, and it has absolutely taken me where I am today. And my car is a rolling university. That's what I call it. I always have CDs in there. I have the podcasts that are on my phone that I can connect in with the speakers in my car. but I'm not listening to the radio. Why would I listen to the radio? That is not going to develop me. It's not going to grow me, and it's not going to propel my business forward and take my family where I want it to go. No way. Invest in yourself. Your car can be a rolling university. We're in the car so often. What are you listening to? What are you listening to every day? Master the music. But what is the music you're mastering? The latest top 10 song on the radio, or something that's actually going to make you and take you to where you need to be in your business? There's so much great information out there. Your unstoppable belief will absolutely propel you to the top, and it comes from what you're pouring in. Number 3, live by the law of duplication. Live by the law of duplication. Think about everything you're doing in your business, every step you're doing, and follow a proven plan. You know, when I first started in Isagenics, I was asking my upline leaders, what is the system? What is the system? What works? Why would I try and reinvent that? It makes it complicated. Because then your team, if they're getting on team calls and they're hearing something else, they're going to get confused. And a confused mind says no. So never do anything that someone can't turn around and do themselves. So it's not, does this work? Because sometimes I'll get asked that by an associate, does this work in Isagenics? And I would say to them, it might work. But the question is, does it duplicate? And can everyone else on your team do it that way? So you can't depend on one person on the team to do all the closes, because then you're not going to see massive duplication, right? It must be done by everyone on the team, and that's by utilizing tools like the videos on isamovie.com, the new fantastic flip chart that came out at New Year's kickoff. I love it. I mean, it has all the verbiage on the back of each page. It has the DVD with Kevin and Pam Barnum that did such a fantastic job walking through the flip chart and training on how to use it. I mean, I was jumping up and down when I saw it, because you want to be a presentation machine. And when someone new on your team starts, you want them to be able to share the Isagenics story. So do that by tools, because then personality doesn't come into it, or someone's skills or background or knowledge. So if you're utilizing the tools of the videos, the flip chart, three-way calls, recorded calls, then you're relying more on duplication of the same message than individuals and individual personalities. So think about everything you do needs to be done and could be done 1,000 miles away from you. So use the tools to be able to tell the story, results, before and after pictures, all of those things, so important. You want the person that you're talking to say to themselves, I can do what you're doing. I have time to do what you do, and I want to do what you do. And if you do that and you focus on that in your organization, taking into consideration, obviously, personalities and individuality, everybody's a little bit different, is your team, for the most part, doing essentially the same thing? Number 4, treat Isagenics like a business. Do you have a burning desire to win and move forward in Isagenics? You know, when I started, like I said, it wasn't I sure hope or I'm going to try. I absolutely treated it like a business. And I'm sure many of you have heard before, if you do this business like a hobby, you're going to get paid like a hobby. If you do it like a business, you'll get paid like a business. And it's so true. If you kind of, sort of, sometimes share the products in the business, you're going to sometimes, sort of, kind of get a check on Monday morning when you get those text messages and emails. So what is your commitment? Now, the great thing is that this business is about consistency, not constantly. And we talked about that yesterday, right? But it is about the mindset and what's going on in your head and really treating it as a multi-million-dollar business that's growing to multi-billion. So even if you really haven't earned anything yet, in your mind saying, you know what, I know I started this business with the President's Pack. It was $559 plus some tax and shipping, but I own a multi-million-dollar business that starts with me and what I do and reaching out one person at a time and letting them know, you know what, that President's Pack is incredible. You can build a multi-million-dollar business that simply costs you a meal a day. It's not filling your closet and garage full of stuff and going out and being the product peddler to your family and friends, right? That's what people think. So it's all in what we are sharing with them and connecting the dots and saying, no, this company is amazing. You're going to feel better than you've ever felt in your life in using these products, but you're just going to share with people a new place to shop. Where instead of going to the grocery store or other places, they can actually shop in their own store, Isagenics, get the most nutritionally dense food they've ever had to put in their body, feel incredible, direct other people there, build a network of consumers that over time can pay you beyond your wildest dreams, while at the same time making such a difference from a product standpoint with people and how they're feeling. Do you guys see that? Do you feel the difference in what you're sharing with people? You have to connect the dots. They oftentimes don't themselves. But if you go into it with a business mindset and saying, because people like to buy, they just don't like to be sold to. And I think many times people will give you the pushback of price. But if you let them know, hey, you're going to eat anyway, right? Let me show you how you can actually save money with Isagenics, but even more importantly, let me show you how you can earn by showing that and sharing it with other people. So the only thing keeping you from a six-figure income in Isagenics is you. You. It's simply you. It's the excuses that you're making. So don't make those excuses. Wake up in the morning with absolute determination and intention, and when you make those calls, you are 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Take my belief. If you're not quite believing that yourself, keep listening to this call and saying, you know what, I'm no different than she is. I can do this because I have the same company, the same comp plan, the same catalogs, the same products. We have all the same thing. And I tell you what, this whole company, all of us winning together, we will be a multi-billion dollar company. And I'm so excited to do that with every one of you. But I want you to believe in you. I want you to believe that you can earn a six-figure income. So let's make a plan to work this as a business, not a hobby, because a hobby costs you money. A hobby costs you money. We want your Isagenics business to earn your money. So think about the time commitment that you want to schedule in and be intentional in your Isagenics business. How many people a day? How many new contacts a day? Is it 2 contacts a day, 4 times a week in the marketplace? Is it 5 new contacts? What is that? And then help move them through the products in the business. Really learn how to tell the Isagenics story. Commit to your calendar. Commit with intention to your day and what you're going to do and how many people you're going to have watching the videos, how many people you're going to be getting on a call with your upline. Stay plugged in. I'll tell you, if you had spent $500,000 on a franchise, you'd be plugging into those team calls, wouldn't you? I mean, I look at the people that are plugging into our team calls on our team. They're the ones that are propelling forward. Why? Because they made a decision. They may have started, they maybe haven't earned any money yet, but they know that they're going to be a six-figure earner. They know they're going to be a seven-figure earner. They know they're headed to the top, and they need to learn the skills to be successful, and it's so important to plug in to the community to do that. So it's not a little bit, little bit, little bit, stop. A little bit, little bit, little bit, stop. Remember, staying plugged in, being consistent, treat it like a business. Okay, number 5, establish a running mate. This is so important. Who are you connecting with sidelines, downline, crossline? It doesn't matter. Who are you connecting with in Isagenics that are like-minded people? You know, that whole law of association, it's huge, right? Who are the people you're hanging around with? Spend time around people that believe in you, that believe in Isagenics, that are making it happen. It's exciting because someone shares with you and maybe set up an email blast that's a reply all that you can say, oh my gosh, I started off today amazing. I've already made 2 calls and I've connected with someone else and someone is watching the videos. I scheduled someone for a 3-way call. Do those text messages back and forth with a group of people. Connect with people. And that's why I love the ICUs and the New Year's kickoff and the celebration. I meet so many other amazing people in Isagenics. And because this is a family and we want others to succeed, you can connect with other like-minded people that are maybe at the same level in the company as you that are all striving to move forward, and we can all push each other up together. So, you know, look down each of your leg of your organization and who's looking to come beside you. and say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to take it to the next level. Who else is ready? I want to take you with me. Setting up a mastermind group, something to hold each other accountable, or some sort of empowerment group. Because there's too much negative out there, way too much negative. And I know we can't really push some of our negative family members out of the house, but we can choose who we associate with outside of that, outside of our family. And really don't let too much time go by without connecting with them. It's kind of like our cell phone, right? I mean, if we don't plug it in at least once a day, for some of us two times a day, it runs out of juice. It runs out of batteries. And it's the same with our business. So stay connected with your running mates. Stay connected with like-minded people. Because with attitude, it's kind of like polluters or purifiers. You know, there's those people that I call them the basement people. Like as soon as they walk in, it's like the elevator all of a sudden goes to the basement. You know what I'm talking about. They're like the energy vampires. You want to be around the people that when they walk in, the whole room lights up. It, like it gets brighter and it's more cheerful. Find those people and stay connected with them in Isagenics because they will help to propel you forward and then, of course, you moving them forward. Number six, commit. Commit to doing at least two new contacts a day, somewhere between, you know, 5 to 6 times in the workplace. You know, you've heard two contacts a day, 4 times a week in the workplace, in the marketplace. But, you know, if you're really wanting to put the pedal to the metal and you're wanting to really get that momentum going, at least 2 new contacts a day, at least 5 to 6 times per week in the marketplace. To really put that pedal to the metal, get it going, kind of get past that inertia, and get serious. Have a no-matter-what attitude. You know, how many information packets are you sending out? How many people are watching the videos? How many people are you getting on a 3-way call? It's focused concentration. You can't change time. We can only change our priorities. So fill in the blank with what you can do. If you right now are new or maybe you've been in for a while and you let 4 or 5 days go by without connecting with any new people at all, and notice that I said new. It's not talking to the same 5 people because then we can become a stalker. So we want to be careful not to do that. We want to follow up, but it's that gentle follow-up. It's not the same 5 people over and over again. So who are those 2 new people that you're going to reach out to? And if you don't have 2 new people, you've got to get out. You've got to get creative. You've got to get out of your house, out of the workplace, meet new groups, get online, you know, learn new ways to connect. There are so much information out there on how to connect in this business. But if you go 4 or 5 days with 0, then maybe your blank for number of new contacts is 1. And I just want you to high-five yourself and say, great job, because you've got to start somewhere. I would rather have you make 1 new contact, reaching out to someone each day, asking them to take a look at Isagenics, guiding them to the website and the videos. I'd rather you do 1 than 0 5 days in a row, because sometimes going from 0 to 2 is hard. If you're doing 1, then up it to 2. And then the next week, try 3. Guys, I'm telling you, when you do that and you increase that momentum and you get that excitement going on your team and they see the new promotions to consultant and to star and to executive, guess what? Guess what goes through their head? It's the same thing I shared with you before about duplication in systems. It's also duplication in momentum because your team says, oh my gosh, Kim Graham just went 3-star? So can I. Game on. Someone sees, you know, Kay Crocker get to star consultant. They're like, oh my word, she just started. I can do it too. I better get on the phone. That's so much fun. But it starts with you. What are you committed to doing each day? And to say, I will not put my head on the pillow tonight until I make 2 new contacts, asking them to take a look and guiding them to the information or a tool to share what Isagenics is. Number 7, that takes me to the next one, which is commit to learning the tools and not expecting to be fed that information. You know, we're independent associates with Isagenics. We're not codependent associates with Isagenics. When I started, I did seek guidance from my upline, but I also knew that I needed to seek out that information. And I definitely sought out that information as if my life depended on it, because it did. Did I spend some late nights trying to understand the tools and the compensation plan? Absolutely I did. Has it paid off? Heck yes. you guys, this is a multi-million dollar business and you have to treat it as such. So commit to learning the tools. How to tell your story, your commercial, you know, maybe a short 10-second, 30-second one or a longer one. And I know there's a lot of great podcasts that are on that topic, and attending an Isagenics university, they do such a great job on equipping you on how to speak to people in opening lines. But if you're struggling in that, don't just wait to be fed that information. Seek it out. Seek out the podcast. Reach up to your upline and say, you know what, I really want to get better at this. I want to get better at telling the story. I want to get better at that initial conversation and, you know, opening lines or closing lines. But commit to getting better and work on it every single day. It doesn't happen overnight. It actually, you get there by practicing, right? So really understanding and committing and learning the tools, the business concept, and sharing the products and the business in benefit format, you know, sharing with people how it can save them time and money, feeling better than they've ever felt, redirecting the dollars they're spending already in food to Isagenics, the most nutritionally dense food they can put in their body. But let me show you how you can actually earn money, make money on products you used to spend money on. Are you using visuals? What are they? The flip chart. Have you spent some time studying it? I have, because it's my business. It's your multi-million dollar business. Guys, study the tools that you have. I often share with people, you know, if you're new, brand new, you have these great videos at isamovie.com. Click on each one of them. If I had to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing it one night just to click through them all, I was going to, because those are the tools in my Isagenics toolbox. So know what they are. Know what Are You Toxic is. Know about the video, What's Aging You, Enterprising Women, the Comp Plan, the Athletes video. Because then when you meet with someone, there's no hesitation. It's just bam, 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 and saying, you know what, I would love for you to go to isamovie.com, click on Are You Toxic, and then go to the Athletes video. That's just right up your alley. You're going to love it. I'll call you back in 30 minutes. You guys, you can do this, but you just need to take some time to learn the tools. Know how to answer objections, and actually the flip chart does a great job on that. If you're not clear on how to overcome objections, most of the time it's, you know, is this network marketing? Is it a pyramid? The whole objection of time, the objection of money. You should be able to answer those like as fast as a match when you burn your finger. Just out there with the objection and how to overcome those objections. And you actually learn how to overcome the objections by getting your upline on the phone with some of your prospects. So really, really, really encourage you to utilize three-way calls. So get with your upline on this and say, I'd really like to utilize a three-way call. I'm just not sure how to do this. I'd really like to learn how to overcome objections. And I'm sure there's some great podcasts in the back office on overcoming objections, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as the week goes on, and knowing how to answer those, because there's really 5 or 6 that we hear over and over and over again. But again, you're a business owner. You've set the intention that you want to earn money in Isagenics, not just save, but you also want to earn. So it's really, really simple, and you can learn these things as you go along, but just be committed to the learning process. How to present the PowerPoint, how to present the flip chart, how to build a list, making sure you're always working from a list. So that's all really important, and that all fits into number 7, committing to learning the tools, having the intention of building a business, even if you're brand new and you have those fears. Because remember, fear is really just an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Every one of you has what's in you to be successful. But over this next year and 2 years, just be committed to getting better and better and better at the process, learning the tools, learning the systems, and always thinking, does it work or does it duplicate? Easy to do, easy not to do. I could sit and watch American Idol, or I can make some calls. I could watch American Idol, or I could build my future. I could build a wall of security around my family that no one can tear down. It's what I do when nobody's watching. It's the decision you make, because the great thing about this business is you're your own boss. The bad thing is that you're your own boss. And so, again, the choice is yours, but it's all here for you. Number 8, be a problem solver. The size of the problem determines your paycheck. You guys, attack them and move forward. I always say that the leaders on my team, if they find an obstacle or an issue or a problem, it's always seeing the bright side of it. I mean, if someone's going to call me and complain about something, I'm not going to sit and commiserate for a half hour. I'm going to say, okay, what's the issue? What's the positive in it? What can we do to move around it? And let's move forward and let's get straight to the positive. So attack them to move forward. What do you need to do to go over it, around it, under it, through it, punch a hole right through it? Excuses, you guys, all excuses are equal. You look at executives, and if we had a row of them in front of us right now, you would and ask them, they all have crazy things going on in their life, but they made it happen anyway. And I shared about, you know, Melissa Marvin, who's been the newest executives on our team, working 70-hour work week in corporate America with a family at home. But she said, I am going to do this no matter what. My family deserves this. The people out there deserve to hear about it and to have these amazing products and to have this business. Be a problem solver. Don't let any of those things slow you down. Be a problem solver, not a problem creator. Positive people find the positive in everything, not blaming, justifying. Because there's really only, you can't be in all modes at the same time. Right now, you're either in blaming mode, you're in justifying mode, or you're in building mode. And of course, we all want to be smack dab in the middle of building mode. So instead of saying, I can't, if only, or oh, if only I had more time, or I don't have time, or I don't think, or maybe if, instead of all those, say, I can, I will, I know, I will make time, and absolutely. You guys hear the difference? It's going out and just making things happen. Did I run into problems and obstacles? Heck yeah. I just didn't have much time to think about it, and I had to hop right over it really, really fast because I knew on the other side was something great. And I'm like, okay, you know what? This is a little blip. We can get through it. Let's get through it, and let's move on to the positive and what's working. Number 9, be a friend and develop a friend base. You guys, really identify with people, relate with people, know their names, look at them in the eye. People have an invisible sign on their forehead that says, make me feel important. And why? Because they do. It's not about us. We can't make ourselves so significant in this equation. We have something that's an offer to people from a health and a business standpoint. Really listen to them. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Be quiet about yourself. You can share a few sentences, but be quiet about yourself and really listen to them. Listen for their dreams, their desires, and their discontentments. Prospecting is finding the hole. Presentation is filling it. If you're so busy talking at someone because they're still paying attention and you have someone that's, you know, got a pulse and they're breathing and they're listening to you, no, they're a real live person with desires and discontentments and dreams, but we have to hear them. Because, you know, sometimes in this business we have people that do it to earn an income to come home to their family, right? They want to spend time with their family. And then you have others that are already home, and they just want out. They just want to be able to get out and see the world. So how do we know how to present to an individual if we're not listening? Do they want out? Do they want to be home? You know, it's so different. This is a vehicle that creates an additional income stream that can be used for a lot of different things, but we don't know what they're looking for if we don't listen. So create a warm market list. Connect with people. Be a friend first. Really pour into others. You know, there's four different reasons, I think, that I've found that people join a network marketing business. One, revenue, money, right? Number two, recognition. That's a big one. Number three, affiliation, just being around like-minded people. And number four, to experience really great products. Is it one of those things or is all four of those things? But you only know if you listen. So don't tell people what to do in this business or through these products. Show them. Show them what it looks like. Show them what it looks like to be successful. And sometimes those people closest to us will join us once we're successful. But that's the hard part, right? If you have to go be successful without them, that's okay. Just give them a really good show. And the last one, I know this has been a lot, but I think these are 10 so important things. Understand the packages and understand the numbers. This goes back to being committed. This goes back to playing full out, to being the president and CEO of your multi-million-dollar business and having that mindset when you wake up in the morning of really knowing what the packages are. Do you know what the product packages are? Do you know how to lead with them? You know, in our organization, we definitely lead with the President's Pack. We love that. Do you know what it includes? Do you know what it costs? Do you know how much BV there is? If someone says they're not interested in the President's Pack, what do you go to next? I feel like it's really important for them to have a 30-day experience. So, you know, I talk to them about the total health and longevity or the 30-day system, but I understand the numbers. I understand the benefits and the value of those products. So to be committed to learning that. Our catalog is incredible. There's great information in there. I learned most of it just through the catalog. And then I love the product podcasts of the five pillars. I listen to one on the Isolene Shakes. I listen to a podcast on the Ionic Supreme. I listen to the podcast on the Cleanse for Life. That's how I learned. I just, whenever I could, if I was on an airplane, if I was in the car, if I was laying in bed before I went to bed, I remember one night being so tired, Kirstie, and I was listening to you do this wonderful podcast with one of the doctors on Ionic Supreme. I remember going to bed, I'm like, okay, there will never be a day that I won't drink that stuff. I mean, it's amazing. But you have to seek it out. Was I tired and wanted to go to bed? Yes, but I knew I couldn't go another day without really understanding the power behind that product. So understand the packages and understand the numbers. How much volume do you need to promote to consultant? How much volume do you need to be a star consultant, to be a one-star, a two-star, a three-star? What does that look like? Right now, if your intention is to build a business and you're a consultant, how do you get to star? Do you know what that is? Do you know that it's five personally enrolled associates that are promoted to consultant? Again, know that. Don't expect to be fed that by someone else. Go out and seek that information because you're not going to know what the bullseye is that you're aiming for if you don't know what the bullseye is. What is the bullseye? What's the next goal? As soon as you achieve that rank, what's the next one so that you can aim for? Because even if you miss the bullseye, your goal is to still get on the board. Is it one more associate that you have enrolled? My goal is to enroll at least five new people a month, always. And you'll hear that same thing from me 5 years from now. I'm committed to it because I want to be a leader that is authentic, and I want to lead from the front. I want to know what my team is experiencing. I want to know how to be able to say, yes, you know what, yesterday I overcame that objection, and that's how I did it. So understand the numbers to lead a team. Understand what it takes to successfully start your business and how to successfully start someone else and what will absolutely take them on a path to success. People will decide to do this after they have touched and felt the product and had that experience, and you want to absolutely have them experience the most that they can with Isagenix to have a fantastic experience. So, Kirstie, with that being said, the 10 things, the 10 core commitments that will lead you to incredible success, and I know there are many others, but, you know, our goal is to always begin and end a training on the same day, right? But these are some great beginning points that will hopefully help people to catapult their business further than they ever thought possible.
Oh, my goodness. This, I have taken so many notes. I was texting people telling them, get on the call right now because this is good stuff. If people follow these 10 core commitments, you know, daily, this would absolutely take their success to the next level. One, I do have one question, and this is something that you might get into Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and if so, then I'll hold off on answering this, but if not, you had stated in, oh my goodness, what one was it? It was the information packets. You know, what's in your information packets that you're sending out? I think it boiled down to, you know, connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put together an information packet, what's in it?
You know, I often I think it's really important to make it personal. So I think it's important to put a little note in it and share, you know, why you thought of them. But I do not send out information without first having a conversation with the person. So I'll just put that out there. I think that's really important. I'm not one that just randomly sends out emails or puts things out there or sends packages. Because, you know, sending out a package has a cost attached to it. So I think it's really important to make sure people understand that it doesn't need to cost them a fortune to build this business. But there are some people that just like to touch something instead of having links sent. So for the most part, I am sending out information links and utilizing the website. But if I talk to someone and they're really wanting to see something, then I will put in a catalog, and then I also love the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Love the magazines. So there's people that really want to see kind of the breadth of the catalog and the magazines. I keep it really, really simple. I mean, I know in my previous experience, I remember there was this gal that would send literally a box to people. I mean, books, CDs. I mean, she was just, that's like throwing mud against the wall and hope something sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to see the breadth of the catalog, I think is amazing. And then to have the magazine, either Prosper Magazine or the latest ISA News, I've had great success with that. They love it. They love seeing it. And, you know, if they're wanting to try the products, you could put a packet of the Isolene shake. But I've really gotten our team away from that because I don't want them to think that it's a taste test. And I actually say that. Isagenics isn't a taste test. It's all about results. And when you get these products in your body as a system, that's when you're going to feel the results. And I would say we have thousands of people that have joined us, so they obviously think it tastes great. And, oh, by the way, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. And that's usually enough. I mean, so if they say, you know, could you send me some samples, I share that with them, and then I don't need to send them the product samples. So I don't do too many of the product samples, but it's mainly just information for them to look at and read.
I love that. I love what you just said, too, that the products aren't on trial. It's not about taste testing. It's about, you know, getting them started and letting them see the results. And it boils down to really kind of tapping into what's truly going on out there with food, with environmental toxicity. I mean, this is, we're like, you know, coming to the rescue here for everybody. I love that. Okay. And let's see, tomorrow is going to be yet another day. I just want to acknowledge all of you listening in today. What an amazing call. Meg, I got your Facebook message. You know, people are already sending messages just, you know, saying kudos, Lynn, for your time, your energy, your commitment on taking us through all of the information thus far. I mean, this is golden stuff. I mean, every single new associate that you get involved into your team that has business intent, it would serve you to act and them to have them listen to these audios again. So once they're posted to podcast, isagenicspodcast.com, then fully take advantage of them. Thank you so much, Lynn. And we'll meet everyone back here tomorrow morning once again, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern.